Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fantastic Short Stories, Volume I, Master Spanish, with Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Spanish Edition, by Andres Escudero is a Kindle collection of 7 short stories written in Spanish and aimed at upper beginner to intermediate learners. Rather than functioning like a traditional textbook, the book uses genre fiction to create a reading-based immersion experience where vocabulary and grammar appear in context. It is positioned as a next step for learners who have completed an introductory course, class, or language app, and want more engaging material that still feels accessible. The stories draw from science fiction and fantasy, and the collection also touches adjacent tones such as mystery and thriller, helping readers encounter varied registers and situations. The core purpose is consistency by pairing language practice with entertaining plots. The book encourages sustained exposure to Spanish, reinforcing comprehension, common verb patterns, and everyday expressions through narrative momentum. It is part of the broader Master Spanish with Sci-Fi and Fantasy series, reflecting the author focus on learning through immersion and extensive reading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading-based immersion as the learning method. The book is built around the idea that steady exposure to Spanish through enjoyable reading can complement or extend structured study. Instead of presenting grammar rules first and then examples, the stories place Spanish in motion, letting learners absorb patterns of usage as they follow events and dialogue. This is especially helpful for readers who have finished beginner materials and find themselves needing more real input to progress. Short stories are a practical format for this stage because they reduce the commitment barrier while still giving complete narrative arcs, which keeps motivation high. As a result, the learning experience becomes more about comprehension, inference, and repetition than memorization. Learners see verbs, connectors, and common sentence structures recur across different situations, reinforcing recognition and building intuition. This approach also aligns with a realistic challenge in language learning. Knowing rules does not automatically translate into fluent understanding. By reading a full collection written for their level, learners practice extracting meaning from context, tolerating some ambiguity, and continuing anyway, which mirrors the skills needed for authentic Spanish reading later on. Secondly, level-appropriate Spanish for upper beginner to intermediate readers. A key promise of the collection is that it is written for learners who are not complete beginners but are not yet comfortable with native-level fiction. That middle zone is where many learners stall, because typical graded readers can feel too simplistic while unadapted novels can be overwhelming. By aiming at upper beginner to intermediate, the book positions itself as a bridge. It gives readers enough challenge to grow while staying within reach. In practice, this means readers can focus on understanding the story rather than constantly translating every line. The collection is also described as including different verb types, which matters because intermediate comprehension often depends on becoming comfortable with a range of conjugations and tenses as they appear naturally. Because the material is narrative, verbs show up as actions and reactions instead of isolated drills, making them easier to remember. For self-learners, that level targeting supports a sustainable routine. Read a story, review unknown words that truly block comprehension, and then reread for fluency. The book therefore functions as both entertainment and structured exposure designed around a realistic learner profile. Thirdly, sci-fi and fantasy as motivation and contextual vocabulary. The book leverages science fiction and fantasy as an engagement strategy, assuming that interest is a powerful driver of persistence. When learners enjoy the genre, they are more likely to read regularly, and regular reading is what produces cumulative gains in comprehension and vocabulary. Genre fiction also supplies clear context for language quests, investigations, strange technologies, magic, and high-stakes situations create concrete actions and dialogue that anchor meaning. While speculative elements may introduce occasional uncommon words, they also repeat thematic vocabulary within a story, which supports retention. Importantly, the book is not presented as a guide to the genres themselves, but as language practice wrapped in compelling plots. This positioning helps readers who are tired of artificial dialogues and want something that feels like real reading. The variety of tones mentioned for the collection, including mystery and thriller elements, further broadens exposure by shifting pacing and scenario types, which brings different everyday structures into play, such as questioning, describing evidence, making plans, and reacting to surprises. In that way, the genre framework is not only entertainment, it is a tool for delivering diverse language use in memorable scenes. Fourthly, varied story formats to widen grammar and expression exposure, because the collection includes multiple short stories rather than a single long narrative. It can expose learners to a wider range of situations and language functions. Each story can introduce a different mix of narration and dialogue, and that matters for Spanish learners. Narration reinforces descriptive and past event structures, while dialogue reinforces conversational pacing, questions, and common turns of phrase. The book is also associated with the idea that learners will encounter many verb forms in context, across several stories. Learners repeatedly meet essential building blocks like common action verbs, connectors that show cause and contrast, and phrases used to express intention or uncertainty. This repeated but varied exposure helps move knowledge from recognition into automaticity. The short story format also supports focused practice. A reader can take one story as a weekly project, reread it multiple times, and track improvement in speed and understanding. Because the stories are independent, learners can pause without losing the entire thread of a novel, which reduces frustration and supports consistency. In short, variety is not just a literary feature here. It is a learning feature that increases breadth while keeping the material manageable for an intermediate routine. Lastly, a designed next step after apps and beginner courses, the book is explicitly framed for learners who have finished an app, self-study course, or class, and are unsure how to continue. That moment is common. Early programs can build basic vocabulary and grammar awareness, but learners still need large amounts of understandable input to progress from knowledge to comprehension. The Pachter Ed, this collection addresses that gap by offering level-targeted reading with an entertainment payoff. It is not positioned as a replacement for formal study, but as an on-ramp to more immersive habits. By engaging with full stories, learners practice the skill that apps often underemphasize: sustained reading comprehension across paragraphs and scenes. They also gain confidence because they can complete narratives in Spanish, which is a concrete milestone. For people interested in genre fiction, the series concept makes the practice easier to maintain over time, since learners can look for additional volumes rather than constantly hunting for appropriate material. The book therefore stands as a practical tool in a learning plan. Combine periodic grammar review with frequent reading, using short stories as a repeatable unit of practice. The result is a more natural progression toward reading longer and less adapted Spanish texts later. In conclusion, fantastic short stories. Volume I is best suited to Spanish learners at the upper beginner to intermediate stage who want a motivating way to increase reading time without jumping straight into native level novels. It is also a strong fit for readers who already enjoy science fiction and fantasy and want to use that interest to build a consistent immersion habit. The primary benefit is practical repeated exposure to Spanish in complete narratives can strengthen comprehension, broaden vocabulary, and reinforce grammar patterns, especially verb usage, as they appear naturally in context. Because the stories are short, learners can reread them, notice improvements, and use each story as a manageable learning unit rather than an intimidating long-term project. The book stands out in its category by combining learner-friendly Spanish with genre-driven storytelling, offering a different experience from typical graded readers that may feel overly simplified or instructional. It is also positioned as a clear next step after apps and beginner courses, which makes it easy to place within a self-study path. Readers who commit to regular, enjoyable reading will likely find that the collection supports momentum, confidence, and a smoother transition toward more challenging Spanish fiction. If you would like to support Andres Escudero, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.